Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're back. Mark Sanreese on a Monday. Jalen Hurts coming up at 4 o'clock. Brian Westbrook's going to join us at 3. And we'll talk about Miles Sanders' son. We'll go through some sound coming up here later on this segment. Yeah, I mean, but what hasn't B. West done?
You know, writing books.
Yeah, riding horses. Pin-up guy with that one.
Pin-up guy.
Well, they that one picture with his shirt off with the cowboy hat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm saying. He's into all type of stuff.
Really Chippendales, yeah.
TV star, yeah, radio man, star. Now he's an author.
Man, Villanova Hall of Famer, man.
Holy cow,
man.
What's next for B. West? We'll talk to him about his book and the Eagles coming up at 3 o'clock.
I was joking about the Chippendale thing, but y'all get it. He was oiled up with that.
Man, my next life, that's when I would have come back looking like B. West.
He heard about that, yeah. Yeah, we didn't let that go.
Jack, could you pull that off, the Brian Westbrook look when the cowboy hat and no shirt?
I frankly don't remember it.
No, and the oiled up part.
He was oiled up.
You got to throw the oil up part on there, man.
Yeah, you don't remember it?
No, I got to find it.
Oh, yeah, he was in all type of Wild Wild West.
Oh, man, so Brian joins us at 3 o'clock. We'll bust his stones. And, like, because, you know, Miles Sanders, and we'll talk about, but, like, this is, we talk about Jalen Hurts all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miles Sanders is a free agent after
probably
this.
Probably a bigger year for him. Yeah,
I mean, geez, if he comes out and he has a great year, then Eagles probably resign him, right? We know that like running backs don't make the money that they used to, but still, I mean, so I feel like part of his frustration is he doesn't have a contract. He knows that he's the starter, but it's also a rotation. He's not the every down back. And man, he's looking at things and being like, man, like I just hope he's not feeling the pressure of things and he's going to let it get to him.
Well, here's the thing you got to realize. When contract talks break down or you're not offered an extension, you already feel like there is some doubt being placed over your future here. Whether it's from the organization, the staff, what have you. As a player, that's what's in the back of your mind. Now, you can choose to deal with that whichever way you choose to, but it's there. And so, and I'm saying this to say that could have very well triggered his reaction to the reports that he was running with the second team. Because if he, in the back of his mind, already has doubts about his future, whether they're small doubts or what have you, any doubt in his mind, something like that says to him, hold on, now they're trying to write me off as well as I'm the backup right now. So it puts him on edge a little bit. And he's human. He's human.
He agreed.
You know, I went through this as well. You know, contract talks break down. You got to go play your final year. And you kind of know, like, yeah, it's probably
it. This may be
yeah,
it.
It's probably it.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably it. So, hell, and you go out and have a year. My best year was the Super Bowl year. I made the Pro Bowl and everything else, and I still didn't re-sign.
Right.
So the writing was on the wall.
Well, look at Ertz. Was it last year with Ertz?
Yes.
It was the same scenario with Ertz.
So I say that to say players know that, and it's in the back of their mind. Some of them handle it better than others, but he may have this sort of little chip on his shoulder, and this could be beneficial to the team.
Could be motivation.
Yeah, it definitely is his motivation. He's definitely – He's definitely playing and having a little chip on his shoulder right now, and I'm perfectly fine with that as long as it doesn't become a distraction to himself. He doesn't misdirect that frustration. Use that as fuel to run through those holes, to break tackles, to get in that end zone, to get as many yards and touchdowns as you can, and make it very difficult for the Eagles at the end of the year to decide, do we re-sign him or do we let him go as a free agent? Because I guarantee you, you put up 1,300 yards, 1,400 yards running the football,
it's going to be hard,
it's gonna
for
be
the
hard
Eagles
to let you just walk away.
Yeah, it'd be very hard.
So
it would.
Your play is going to determine your future here.
And if you don't have a good season, then you might be coming back and not making a lot of money. Like you almost have to settle for.
Or you may have to go
or go somewhere else.
Yeah, I mean your career is your career.
Yep.
But if you're looking for a long-term deal, that's going to come with your production on the football field.
And
it's not going to come with radio talk and newspaper articles and all that other stuff. It's going to come with your production on the field.
And a week in the camp, the story is that he's running with the second team.
Right.
You know, that's not necessarily a good start from his perspective. That's at least publicly that's being perceived as.
No, that's a perception. See, this is where I disagree. Because if he's rotating, he's rotating.
Yeah,
running with the second team doesn't mean anything. And once the coach says he's the starter, to me, that's a non-story.
Right.
Because
no,
he's the starter.
I was more or less saying that's the way he's perceiving the public looking at it,
yeah.
Which is that he's the backup.
Right. And that's what he took umbrage with. I mean.
Right.
But
we'll talk about it with B-West.
Okay.
We'll talk about it more later this segment.
See, when you're not the starter and you're working to be the starter, your perspective is different.
Yep.
So I don't get, you know, I was trying to become the starter.
Right.
So,
yeah, and he's looking
at it like, I've been the starter. Don't question whether I'm the starter or not.
Put some respect on my name, as he said. He just, we'll save it for a couple. Take a couple phone calls here.
Yeah.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Shop the home team, no Philly sales tax, plenty of free parking. Visit Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville online, marks-jewelers.com. Does the reported offensive struggles from training camp concern you? Mm. Yes or no? I mean, I certainly can't say no. I guess it's a level of concern.
Yeah, it's a level of concern, probably. Yeah.
Like I'm not.
You're not at a red alert.
No, I'm also not surprised if that makes sense, right? Like I wasn't sure what I was expecting. I sure as hell didn't think we were getting the Josh Allen jump, which a lot of people were calling in and talking about. By the way, if you called in,
it's not over with yet.
Talking about the Josh Allen jump, stop. If the Josh Allen 215-592-9494. I want to hear from OG Wade, and I want to hear from Jalen Hurts fans on what you think so far.
Oh, don't worry, OG's calling.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's gonna have to.
And
he was the first caller Friday.
He was. Oh, of course. Of course he was.
The defense is out in full force on.
Yes.
On
so he went full Johnny Cochran,
like
first defense
good.
Of yes. the of the show.
Yes.
We couldn't have let it off any other way because, you know, we had to make sure the spin zone was in full effect.
Okay, well, I want to know.
I'm wondering, today I feel like he pulls the whole, well, this could be the defense is really looking
good. Oh, is that what we're getting next? Is that the next propaganda piece? That it's the defense? No, I don't think he's a great practice quarterback. That's what I think it is. I don't think he's a great practice quarterback.
So you think he's a gamer?
Yes. And I also don't think he's a great thrower, right? Like, seriously, I'm not expecting much more than last year. I think he's a good football player. He's not going to puke on himself. But if you were really expecting a Josh Allen jump as far as throwing the ball, you're setting yourself up for unrealistic expectations. I know the owner said it. Right, so I can't be mad at fans for thinking it, but like, just use your head on what you can expect. I need to see marginal improvement from him early, and we haven't seen that so far. 215-592-9494. Brent in Sellersville. Brent, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing? Welcome back, John.
Thanks, buddy.
What's up?
Oh, you just had me cracking up with puking on himself. I couldn't help but think of Donovan McNabb.
Oh, come on,
that's
man.
Not why I say that, but
oh boy.
You know what? You can't be disappointed. I'm not disappointed. I can't be disappointed, whatever, because I'm not surprised. I'm just not. And, you know, I've kind of been talking about this in other phone calls or whatever. I'm over it. Like, I became an Eagles fan. I'm going to be straight up. I became an Eagles fan because of Randall Cunningham and because of that defense, the buddy ball defense. That's when I became an Eagles fan. I was all hyped up with McNabb. you know, until I realized when the game was on the line, he's in the red zone, he telegraphs balls down the middle, and they get intercepted. That killed me a little bit. I was a little not hot on McNabb. I was excited when they got Michael Vick. I was excited to see the jump that Carson Wentz had. And I just, you know what? The Eagles for like 35-plus years have had one of two types of quarterbacks in my eyes. And I want to see the third option. I want to see the third option. I want to see the guy that reads the defense, drops back, scans the field, does his progressions, and makes a decision.
Yeah.
And he's not that guy. I want to see something different.
Right. Well, I mean, also, Brent, I mean, this is only his third year, right? Like, you can't expect him to be, like, he does obviously need to do better with that, at least according to everybody that's watching him and what he did last year. But doesn't mean that he's not a finished product.
Well, the thing is, some people have already made their minds up.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty much what it boils down to. I mean, that's kind of what OG Wade has been yelling about from the beginning, is that give the guy time to develop. And he will get there if you're patient enough to give him time to get there. Like, that's the argument for those that feel like he may not progress at a rate in which he shows stardom right then and there. But if you give him time, this is where he's going to work himself to be.
And he may need a little bit more time than some. Like, the quarterbacks that come out now, our instant expectation is you have to look great right from the start. To where not every quarterback's ready to do that. Justin Fields.
Well, first rounders get that expectation. Most second and third rounders don't get that expectation.
No, you're right. You're right. And Justin Fields didn't look good last year, he didn't look good last year. Zach Wilson, I think a lot of people expected him to struggle a little bit based on BYU and the experience and whatever else. Justin Fields played. Did he play all his years at Ohio State? Damn near all those years, right?
You know, he started at Georgia, but yeah, I don't think he ever played there.
No.
He transferred to Ohio State.
But he played a lot. Like, I've seen Justin Fields play a ton of games. Yeah. I was expecting more out of him.
Yeah, well, he's listening. He has very little hope in Chicago.
It's a terrible spot for him to go to.
Man. It's like going to Detroit to be a quarterback. It's just not going to happen.
It hasn't.
Yeah, it's just not. Yeah, it's just, you know, you just.
It just hasn't.
You know, wait until Deshaun Watson turns into Tyrod Taylor now in Cleveland. Yeah. Some organizations, man.
He's got that 230 guarantee,
though. Yeah, he got that money, though. Yeah,
that's what took him to ruin his career.
but he damn sure gave his career away. Sold it. 230. Yep, sure did. Sure did.
Well, he still will be in his early 30s when he gets done there, and he can just go play somewhere else.
I guess, but man.
Let's go to Steve in Allentown. Stevie, how are you, bud? What's up?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm a little worried about what I'm hearing, and it sort of goes back to what we were talking about last week. I think they're making a poor decision, and you guys just mentioned it in responding to the last caller. They need more time. He needs more time. He needs more practice time to get the timing down. When I retired from, we were always taught you rise to the level of your training. And if you don't practice that, you don't get that timing and everything else down that he's going to need. And I think it's going to be a worrisome season if they don't straighten that out pretty quickly.
Well, I'm confused. I thought you said you want to give him time. I thought you said you realize it takes a little time.
No, what I'm saying is they're not giving him enough time with the training camp they're running. Like,
oh, I see what you're saying. He doesn't get enough time out there on the practice field.
If he's having trouble, and I think we're hearing reports of that, right?
Yeah.
Then we should be investing more time in getting him up to speed and giving him what he needs.
Steve, I yelled about this, I think sometime last week, Thursday, I believe it was, when
they had a 58-minute practice.
The infamous 58-minute practice happened. Yeah, and me and Elliot were on here, we're arguing back and forth, and he's telling me that it's more important for them to get to the season healthy or what have you. And I'm like, okay, well, they may get there healthy, but if they get off to a slow start because they're ineffective as an offense, or he's rusty, or they need more time to become more acclimated with each other, well, if you get into a 2-5 hole, you may not be able to climb out of it. So what you're doing is you're sacrificing being sharp and being at your best from a football standpoint for health. Like, that's what you're
– right.
And I'm not telling you it's wrong. I'm just saying that's what you're doing. Because you may say I may get there healthier, but it doesn't mean you're a better player.
Yep.
Because you're healthier. If that's the case, then no one should practice, and we should all just wait until game day and game week of week number one.
Yeah, just to start training camp the week before.
Exactly. Yeah, nobody should practice.
Being off last week and seeing and knowing the stories that you'd be talking about is, I'm not unplugged with what's going on.
Yeah.
Because I'm still paying attention because I'm a sports fan, and seeing the 58-minute practice made me so happy. And then I saw Howard had a rebuttal to it saying it wasn't a big deal, and he had to put something else out there that, see, the Cowboys only practice an hour and a couple minutes.
We know ultimately it may not be a big deal, but what I'm saying is if you get off to a slow start or say the quarterback is struggling in practice with his accuracy or what have you, are you going to argue that if he's out there practicing more, he wouldn't be better?
Right.
Like, how do you argue against that?
Well, I think it also...
you see what I'm saying? Like, how do you argue against if he has more practice time on the field, it will accelerate his development as a quarterback as opposed to less practice time, and we'll just get better when the game is real?
I think it depends on the team and the personnel. If you have Aaron Rodgers, who's 37...
You don't need
to worry about that, right? When you have a younger team or guys that haven't played together... Jalen's not at a spot, and I'm not blaming him for any of this. I'm sure he does a ton of extra work on the side or whatever. But you
and I can't even blame Nick because most of the league
it's just
is
what
doing
it is. It's just what it is. Yeah, I mean the Andy Reid two-a-days up at Lehigh aren't happening anymore. Like,
nope.
Must be mad as hell when you see these hour-long practices and they're gone.
Well, I mean, it gives me more time to eat water ice.
Yeah, Jack had some water ice today down at the No Care. Complex, Jack.
Again, I don't see the big deal here. Like, there's free water ice. They had green
it's
pear.
It's not supposed to be for the media.
Why? Why?
All right, so the media...
You're not there to eat water ice.
Am I going to be more fair and balanced with the Eagles now? Like, are they going to buy me with water ice? I mean, they could.
They probably could, yes.
So they definitely could, Jack. We were told Jack comes back. Like, Jack disappears. I thought he's doing some recon
Actually, I did go to see Brightmire. I had a question for him about our interview on the way back.
The water ice truck is right there next.
So Jack goes to the water ice truck. He comes back. He sits down. All the media is standing in like an area where you could sit down because there's concrete benches or whatever. Jack's sitting down, shoving his face with water ice. And was it you, Ike, that said Andy would have thrown him out of practice?
Yes, would have thrown him out.
For sitting down and eating?
And you know what I would have said to Andy?
Nothing.
You're just jealous that I have this and you don't.
Yes, Andy did not allow media to sit down.
Nope.
Yeah, you're not there to watch practice and sit and watch practice.
Yeah, but see, like Jack's like, I'm not media.
I'm not
a journalist.
Media.
I'm not writing. Like, I'm here to record interviews and can leave.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Elliot has to stand up with his legal pad the whole practice.
Oh my God! I think chart out and everything.
I think after Hurts, I mean, Elliot is the talk of training camp.
Oh man, he is an absolute star. He is.
Talk of training.
And then Elliott's like being like, oh, Wentz has three interceptions today. He's even tracking what's going on down in Washington.
The beat writer you need.
I almost broke a blood vessel listening to Elliott.
All right, so Miles Sanders upset. Doesn't it always seem like that Miles Sanders is very chatty during the offseason and training camp every year? Miles Sanders on the reports of him being on the second team. Here it is.
I get the respect that I finally deserve. That's all.
What's that look like?
I stopped making articles about me being on second team.
All right.
Stop. Who wrote articles about him being on the second team? Who did that?
Jack? Do we know?
I think there was just tweets about he's running with the second team.
Okay.
There might have been a Berman story about it. I don't think it was Miles Sanders, no, the backup. I think it was innocuous.
Here's the thing, and I think he's being sensitive for all the reasons that we talked about before, and he's looking at it and being like, man, they're writing that I'm a backup now where, I mean, if Jalen Hurts was splitting reps with somebody and he was running with the same, I mean, we wouldn't make a big deal out of that.
Yes.
You're damn right it would be with anybody.
Yes.
With anybody whose job is considered, like, Jalen Hurts, that's his job, right? But guys that, I think everybody would acknowledge that Miles Sanders is the best running back and he's most likely to see the most snaps.
Sure.
But also, he's been injured. He hasn't been great, and other guys have been effective when they've been in there for him.
Yeah.
So it is notable if he was running at least some reps with the second team. That's notable. And Miles' frustration to me seems like it's more directed at the situation of him not having a contract and him really like he has no idea where he's going to be this time next year.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's what it is more than anything.
Yeah, I think you could be spot on. I think you could be very, very spot on there. And here's the other thing. If Devontae and AJ, now again, the people that cover practice, if they were writing that AJ Brown or Devontae Smith was running primarily with Gardner Minshew at the quarterback position with the second team, that would be a story.
Of course.
It's an observation. It's what someone is noticing while charting what's going on at practice. And if your starting tailback seems to be running predominantly with the second team, it's going to catch somebody's eye. If the other guys are running predominantly with the first team. Like, I don't even understand why anybody got upset about the reports. Like, what do you think these guys are out there watching practice for? They're reporting what they're seeing. They didn't make the story up.
Right.
They just said he ran with the second team predominantly.
They didn't say he's lost his job or he's the backup.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
Gainwell was out there quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I think Boston Scott was out there quite
yes.
a bit.
Yes. They're writing what they see.
And if Dalvin Cook was running with the second team, that would be a huge story.
Especially if it was predominantly with the second team and the other running backs were running with
right.
the first team.
Right.
Like,
the difference is Dalvin Cook is their number one running back mm-hmm. who's not going to lead the field a lot, and Miles Sanders is going to rotate.
And Dalvin's already signed an extension.
Right. Exactly right. And Miles hasn't.
Yeah, if Miles had already signed an extension, this wouldn't even be a story.
Here's Nick Sirianni on Miles Sanders' role.
When I saw that and when Bob made me aware of that, that was my thought. I'm like, I don't think that happened. And then it just so happened to be the way the numbers worked a little bit. But Miles was in with the ones as well. And Miles is our guy.
Right. So he didn't even really – he was in with the ones as well. Yeah. So he has – there's other
yes.
running backs that are running with the ones.
Yes. And I will say this. That's not uncommon.
Right.
It just isn't.
Especially when – you have a rotation at running back.
See, the thing now, whether it's accurate or not, that's something that Elliott and those who else may have reported this can take up with the team. But we were getting, and we got it from Elliott. He was there. I sat there on the show with him. He said that Miles ran with the second team exclusively, predominantly. He didn't say he was in there with the first team. That's why it was a story, because it was
more second team than first
team. Yeah, it was reported
team.
That it was only second team. Now, maybe they were wrong with that. I don't know. I wasn't at practice. That was a Friday practice. I was not there. But if that's the report that comes out, we're going to talk about that.
You damn right.
Like that's going to be discussed.
We will talk about it with Brian Westbrook. He is now a noted author, in addition
yes.
to former Pro Bowler, Eagle great.
Is there anything this guy doesn't do?
Radio and TV star.
Man.
Good father, husband. Can he cook?
Owns horses. I guess.
He
could. Owns, I don't know.
He's a horseman.
He has a horse farm. Yeah. Yeah. That does everything.
B. West, his thoughts on Jalen Hurts. And Jalen Hurts on the show coming up at 4 o'clock today. Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders, his outlook for the Eagles, his new book that is out, which is awesome. Excited to talk to Brian about all this stuff. And then we'll take some phone calls next segment. 215-592-9494. What does Brian think about Miles this year? What does he think about this Eagles team? We'll get into it all. Brian Westbrook next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. So about Dr. Glatt for a second. That's right. Down the shore this past week, saw some people on the boardwalk, saw their eyes go up to the hair. I'm like, man, your hair really does look good. Like, that's right. That's right. That's Dr. Glatt. So if you've had thinning hair, you're balding, maybe even you're bald, right? Like, everybody has a different level of how much hair they've lost. Maybe you've lost all your hair. You're all great candidates to go to Dr. Glatt, get a hair restoration procedure. And it's not just hair restoration. I mean, ultimately, I think that's, you know, like, that's what I had done. That's what a lot of people have too. But maybe you're just starting to thin, but you're noticing it, you don't like it. There's a lot of other things that Dr. Glatt can do to stop and slow down the your hair thinning, the baldness happening, right? So Dr. Glatt, if you've been thinking about it and you've heard me talking about it, drglatt.com, 610-980-4000. That's Dr. Glatt, 610-980-4000. And also, I mentioned this the last week I was here. There's a new procedure out there. Guys, if you're suffering from ED, and there's all different levels of ED, even if you're just getting a little bit older and you'd like a little more oomph, right? there's a new procedure out there. There's new technology out there that can really, really help with ED. If you're tired of using the little blue pill, Dr. Glatt and his team, give him a call today. 610-980-4000 or drglatt.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.